tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Thank you for being a friend.
Hey!
Travel down the road and back again.
What? We should have played the guy with the remix.
The what one?
With the black guy ad-libbing over there. That went viral.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show Shade 4 days. I'm joined in studio by the lovely Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Miss Sharjah Sale.
Hey, everybody, and happy new year.
With her wildly uniformed hair.
Thank you. Yeah. Unintentional, of course.
Got tousled curls. Tousled waves.
Babe. Okay, everyone, make sure you guys head on over to Twitter because someone celebrated a special day this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mishar celebrated a birthday.
Yes, and it was fantastic. Thank you for being a part of it. Aww. I really did have a great day, guys. All my pictures are all over, you know, my social media. So holly at my Instagram if you want to see the things that I did.
Hey.
28 now.
I got some research to do. What was y'all doing while I was laid up sick, drinking tea and echinacea and everything else?
Well, I can tell you when we're done with the show.
Right, we was doing what caused me to be that the next day. All right, let's talk about it. Kind of a fluffer episode.
Fluffer.
But we got some tea. We got a little bit of tea.
What number episode are we on? Is it 10?
I have no clue.
It feels like forever.
It's episode 9.
Oh, episode 9.
Okay.
Boy, you sitting here worried about the episode. You need to be worried about pulling that damn chat up like I done told you. Love you. All right, let's talk about it. So Portia is in L.A.
Yes, she is.
Getting ready for the Emmys.
Oh, my God.
I thought this was cute of her. I liked seeing it. Yeah. The excitement. She was really excited.
She was very excited.
On that carpet. She's wearing Oscar de la Renta,
yes,
from what she said.
Cute dress.
Beautiful.
Nice. She looked beautiful. Yeah. I was a little nervous at first when she first had that ponytail and was asking Lauren what she thought about it. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous. But
no ponytails on the red carpet?
No, I love a ponytail.
It was just, not I that like cool, it on way. Her. It was too I Dream of Genie-ish. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It wasn't done
mean
well.
Cheerleader. Yeah, it wasn't.
And it didn't work with, like, the soft etherealness of the gown.
Yeah.
It was kind of, yeah, it was.
Well, I was scared with the first dress that I saw pulled out of the bag.
I wasn't all, oh, I was like, what the hell? What?
The first dress, that black one?
Yes, the black with the, I thought I was the only one. I was looking at that like, who is your stylist, girl? Where are we going with this? And I was trying to remember if I had seen any red carpet pictures of her. And yeah, but then I felt better. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was cute.
It worked out.
We find out that her sister is thinking about taking, well, not thinking, but she wants to take a maternity.
Her sister is tired of working for her.
Yes.
I don't blame her.
She's over it.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't care, we had the Emmys, I'm staying in my robe.
And that causes kind of wannabe argument between
what
the two of
do?
Them. And Portia gonna sit there and say, how do we even get into this conversation on Emmy Day? Bitch, you brought it up.
Yes. And then she's asking her, like, so have you figured out who's going to replace you or, like, who's going to help or what? No, boo, you're the employer.
Right.
You find your own new employee.
Kind of like I'm being an unintentional drama queen, but this calls for, this is necessary for it.
It was Oscar de la Renta.
Yeah, that was the dress. Said? That was the dress that she wore. Yeah, you said that.
Oh.
Did you say something different?
Wait, is that what his name is?
It's Oscar de la Renta.
He just passed last year.
Oh, but in my shady head, the way they wrote it, Renta, I was just on
something. Oh, God. No, Oscar de la Renta.
I think I'm catching your call.
Yeah.
But yeah, she interviewed that one actor guy. I don't know his name.
I wrote it down.
Carpet, but I thought that was Big Boy from Outkast at first.
Michael Williams?
Oh, yeah. Michael K. Williams.
He came over and hugged
her?
Yeah. I thought that was Big Boy at first glance. And she interviewed the people from Modern Family.
And Orange is the New Black.
And Manny.
She got
Lorraine Wiley
from Orange is the New Black, yeah.
And then who was the little Hispanic girl? What was she from? I can't remember what she was from.
I don't remember.
Natalia or something like
that. I actually kind of didn't pay attention.
But either or, it was cute. Shout out to Portia for that. All right. Kenya and her father had a couple scenes tonight. Mm-hmm. I was watching it, and I'm trying to just picture what's going on in Kenya's dad's head. Mm-hmm. Part of me feels like he looks at Kenya like she's bougie, and that bothers him.
Mm-hmm. What's in this water?
Yeah, like, just, and everything she's saying is just, And it seems like he's just trying to get his little girl back, like, with this little Texan girl without the makeup and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. Did you guys get that from him at all? Or what did you take from his father?
Dad, well, for one, these scenes irritated me a lot. For fickle reasons. For one, mm-hmm. I thought that Kenya's father needed subtitles. I didn't understand what he was saying a majority of the time. Oh, no. And then,
it's true, though. He sounded like Cow and Chicken from Cartoon Network. No, like, God, what you gonna do with me?
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, Kenya.
You know who he sounded like to me?
Country man.
No. You know who he sounded like to me? Think back, okay? Waiting to Exhale.
You are not.
Oh, now listen. I know that I have crazy references. Waiting to Exhale. Robin, when Robin was dating Troy, and Troy showed up and he was drunk.
No,
and he was like, that's the problem with you black bitches. Don't nobody know how to treat ya. No, like,
don't know how to
that
treat
is the
you.
Reference. And you know what? I'm glad that for the teaser for next week, we saw what was behind the glasses. Because I assumed wonky eyes.
Yeah,
I
did too.
He kept glasses on.
But then I was kind of like, maybe he didn't want to get, like, emotional, and he has anxiety with the camera. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I think he was just country and sweet and simple.
I think he's sweet.
Daughter is, like, trying to be all of the Hollywoodness, and he's just trying to be supportive. But I would say that I quite don't understand where they're going with this with Kenya. Like, why is she doing this? I will say at least it was interesting to me to see that she actually has a dad who wanted her and kept her. Because all we've heard about really is how her mom like doesn't want her and she was so neglected.
And it was just Aunt Lori.
But then to find out that she had this dad that was like there, but then he didn't speak to her for 5 years because she ran away from home. But you run away from home at 13 and like how do you just not...
How do you run away from home at 13 and that distance
and like how do you just not speak for 5 years or whatever it is. There seems like there's some other...
I had no idea that she was a native Texan.
I thought she's a native Detroit person, and that's why she left Texas, is because her dad moved to try to have a better life. And he was trying to provide a better life, and it was cheaper, whatever. He had a better job, and she left because it wasn't good enough.
Well,
crazy.
Do you get to do that in a black family?
Those scenes were kind of fluff to me.
Girl, in any family at 13, how you doing all that?
Well, some of them could be like, I'm calling my mom, and I'm going back. So
well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I'm wondering if that's what it was.
But
like,
mom wasn't in her life, supposedly. Right.
Maybe
mom
she called Aunt
Lori. Helped her. I don't see Aunt Lori being the type of person, unless maybe that's why she's so over. Like, everyone get together because she felt like she.
Maybe that was the ridge. Like, Aunt Lori helped her and like let her stay with her, and the dad like just don't even want to deal with Aunt Lori no more, and there's all kind of drama there.
Patty Mayonnaise, what's going on with that?
I don't know.
All right, then the dad says, you know, that Kenya's out there looking for a husband and maybe she should keep a scorecard like men do.
But he kind of made her seem desperate, even though like we already think she's desperate. He went into a little information about, oh, well, what about this dude? And you didn't want that dude. And I like this guy. And you still trying to find somebody. And you need
I want to know who the agent was. Mm. He was probably a really nice guy. Kenya looked like the type of person when a nice guy actually really wants her. She ain't here for it.
Well, she did say that she thinks that some of her daddy issues trickle into her.
That's with so many people.
Yeah.
But
so many people.
And her dad seems like
at
a really...
45 or however old you are, you should
maybe you need to call
those,
auntie.
Things worked out. You need to be in therapy. Like, you should have been in therapy like 10 years ago.
Mm. Fair enough.
You know what part you missed, though, Jesse?
What?
You missed the show opener, which is important to the rest of the show.
What was in it?
When Shamil visited Candy at the Candy Factory.
Oh, no, I got that. We're going to get there.
Okay.
He just coupled it.
We're going to do the fluff stuff.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
We're going to dive into the meat. We dig in.
Got it.
We see Kenya and her dad. They're talking. Well, they're going for a walk, and
her dad thinks it's too hot.
Look, trees.
He likes.
Look at the leaf right here.
Well, because you know,
Jesse, please. Jesus.
Sometimes There are those that just like don't get it and don't pay attention. They just in their own world, and he seemed like that. He just doing his thing. He liked to look at trees,
but it's too hot for him.
It is hot. It's Georgia. It's the summertime. Like maybe he's a little toasty. He don't get out much. So, you know, exercise
did you guys
walks.
Take the tears from him? Like that was the tears from both of them,
because
he
the
came out
genuine.
And he came out and said that he felt like her running away made him feel like he failed.
I bought that too,
but then it makes me feel like why wouldn't you go after your 12-year-old daughter? But I also wonder, is there something a little,
I'm sure there's more to unpack that we're not seeing with reality TV.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're gonna see it next week when the damn family bus pulls up to the mom's
house. Then that makes me wonder how honest all of this really is, because when you talk about your mother has denied your basic existence from birth, and then we find out your dad loved you, cared about you, wanted you, tried to take you and start a better life, and you ran away, and somehow somebody in the family made it okay for you to run away from your home with your daddy. They obviously got something against the daddy or something going on with the daddy. I don't think we're going to get an honest, like, what really going on.
We're just filling airtime.
They're just, and really. That makes it, like, just dramatic in what she's willing to share, which is her option, obviously. It's her life. But what she's willing to kind of make the story look like, not what really went down.
Mm. Speaking of what really went down, seemed to be the question tonight's episode.
Nothing went down. What are you talking about?
Well, according to who? Because
according to everybody except
Shamia.
Shamia
done showed up at Candy Co. tonight.
Shamia don't want to lose her connection.
And right, okay. So she showed up, and that's where, you know, Candy's like, you know, I'm close with her, not as much as Dawn and Carmen. And she sits down, and she said, well, look, I just want to talk about what happened. And so now we got to break this down, because
I have exact quotes jotted down in my mind.
Do you feel at this moment with Shamia coming the next day, Dawn has, Candy is already well aware? Because it was interesting to me when Dawn turned and said, okay, I'll stay for this.
And she was like, why are you looking at her like that? And he was like, I'm just listening.
For the record, you know, I want to say that I don't know Dawn personally, obviously, but he did comment on my Instagram. Did you guys see that last week?
No.
He commented two emojis, but under our video, because, you know, I always plug it. But what I will say is he seems very, very, very immature, and it's a turnoff. And when Shamia came in to discuss it, I did like how she had to check him when he was really ragging on Portia. And she said, hey, I'm here to talk constructively. I'm not about to have you talking down to my friends, which is essentially what Don Juan thought happened last week. And so he gave himself the green light to check it. So if it was good for the goose, it's good for the gander. You can't say don't talk about Candy, this, that. And they weren't even dragging Candy. Remember I said that last week? It wasn't salty language and reads and stuff.
Right.
But everything that he says about Portia is totally out of line. That he was saying in the candy factory was totally out
of
line.
Well, his anger seemed to get more so about Portia. And it was more so at the party. And then it became these like little reads of like, maybe she on the Underground Railroad, or maybe she don't even know what the word gossiping means or stands for, and I'm
you're
just like, well,
right,
you
baby.
Clearly
yeah,
know, because you are gossiping throughout the whole damn episode, and I'm not here to say who right or wrong about gossiping, because y'all gossip. Everyone gossips.
This whole show is about gossiping.
This show would literally be nothing if you didn't have Candy being the plug for the gossip. So that's what confuses me with Candy being upset with the gossip.
He did quote, I do have this in quotes, he did note while they were in the office that he came in on the tail end of what they were saying. So he did acknowledge that he did not, because remember last week we had this discussion about how editing might have went.
Yep.
He acknowledged in Candy's blue office with pink latex chairs that he came in at the end of their conversation, which does not justify his
response. Will say, though, that because I'm just going to, like, be the voice of the other side, when he made that comment, he was, from my perception, specifically referring to the comment that she said in terms of, I came in at, that's when I walked in at the end of that comment.
At the end of Portia's
I don't know that that means he was there at the end of the conversation. That doesn't mean he wasn't standing there listening
to the conversation.
But that's when he went into the situation. Do I think Don Juan's crazy? Absolutely. I'm no fool. He's out of control, like, loud, being excessively energetic about some stuff that ain't that serious. What I will say,
it's like,
though,
damn, does he want a peach?
He wants a peach. He wants to keep his job. He needs an extra check. He needs a lot of things.
This show just needs to be called The Real Women of Atlanta, because it ain't about no damn housewives.
It's not about housewives. But I will give him this. I do think that a lot of the hostility, even though it's being pointed at Portia, I think Portia's the easy target. But I do think that it's just like when Nene and Cynthia had their crap going on. There was actual friendship involved. And to see it go down the way that it went is angering for him in a way that we probably aren't receiving, because it's on the petty level on TV. But I think just like when Nene and Cynthia were having their crap, we're like, there were actual real friends that are supposed to stand for each other. And to see Nene go to Portia about some ish about Cynthia is upsetting, just like it's upsetting that Phaedra is going to Portia about. And I think Portia's in the middle of it, and that's why she's getting targeted. I don't think it's okay, but I do think the anger is actually coming from the larger idea that Phaedra is shady as hell.
We aren't on Phaedra, because I gotta say, you know, I love Miss Phaedra, but tonight Miss Phaedra done took her mask off me.
But you know what, I'd also like to note really quickly, because I see CC Freak wrote in and said, I see why Mama Joyce don't fuck with Carmen. But was it just me? Okay, listen. Every time Carmen spoke this episode, with the exception of at Cynthia's launch, but when they were outside, when she was outside talking to Portia and in the office, if you close your eyes, you ironically hear Mama Joyce. They talk alike.
I wasn't even there. I was just
rewatch it.
Everything Carmen was saying was irritating. She came in and said,
like, Mama Joyce, I just feel like the same influxes. Like, it's something about their speech.
I just
they
look
talk
at her
alike.
New wig and wonder if it's Candy's
it looks
old
heavy.
Extensions.
It looks heavy, but I'm not mad at it. It looks heavy, though.
Carmen says, well, I just feel Portia and Shamia shouldn't have been involved in that conversation.
Irony Cam.
Well, right, because my thing is you guys act like last week y'all wasn't talking about all the tea that happened at the event, that y'all wasn't talking about all the drama. Now, look, I understand that they were talking about it at the event, but then Carmen keeps making it sound like, well, you guys were talking about it in front of everyone. They specifically said, let's go outside, away from everybody, and talk about it.
And talk shit.
I mean,
they definitely said that. But my thing is, I still think it comes from, my perception of it is just that they're saying you're in front of, that Phaedra should not have been bringing that up in front of either of them or at the party. Because
totally
she should have been talking
to
Candy. And that's what I think their energy
but
is coming from.
But to me, that's
from.
What Candy but, should be having that discussion with
well,
Phaedra
she's trying
and
to get
Portia.
There. But we also know
no,
Candy is
Candy
not.
Candy is not.
She gonna try to get
but
there,
why is
but
that
she gonna
excuse?
Fail. I'm not giving an excuse. I'm simply saying we have seen that Candy doesn't do confrontation and she tries to do her directness, and she thinks she's being upfront because, as herself, she thinks she's, you know, being upfront and whatever. But in terms of confronting somebody else that she has a problem with her or has a problem with somebody else, just like with her mama and Todd, she don't want to deal with the energy that's going to be.
Don't talk about it.
Exactly.
Don't talk
but
about it.
Don't involve
your
all these
friend.
But why are you involving
she
all these
She didn't involve
people?
Them. They involved themselves. Don Juan involved himself. Carmen involved
Which
herself when
problem.
She walked out.
Carmen can't call people, other people out for being involved. If she's sitting in the office of the candy factory with Don Juan talking about it again, let Candy have her own, whatever. You do your job. I get that we're friends, but to me, this is a misrepresentation. You're doing yourself and my brand and me a disservice by all the overlapping.
Sure.
All of the overlapping.
But
you do
sure.
your job, Carmen,
they
and Don
Juan.
They
need their camera time.
They don't need their camera time.
The only way for them
I'm
to get a spinoff.
I'm the only one at the
that's
opening
the only reason
how
I can
they
see.
Get a spinoff?
But that's the only reason I can
I
see that
Candy's,
they're stepping
Candy's
up like that.
Candy's had two spinoffs.
But
and
girl,
I,
she posted on her Instagram one of the,
she's getting
what
one.
Did she say? The high-rated television shows that Todd has produced.
I wasn't here for either of them. I watched the first episode of the ski trip.
Oh, I did watch the ski trip.
The, what was it?
Oh my God, was that
I
had to do
the candy factory.
No, you watched the wedding.
Oh, what's
didn't
the
you?
One we had to do here?
Didn't you do the wedding?
Oh yeah,
I refused, but I did watch it. But whatever.
All right,
whatever.
Let's just dig
like,
into
that
this.
That was way too much.
Let's dig into this piece of pie right words. Here because you know I don't want to have to put her to rest, but I'm gonna have to tonight, Miss Phaedra Parks.
Phaedra,
I will. Shady Phaedra. I'm gonna start with something positive, girl. I like the outfit with the hair.
Did you?
I did. I wasn't mad at it.
I liked the her pants. Water looked very refreshing. I'll give her that.
The water in her.
She had.
Are you talking about the meeting that she had with Todd?
Todd,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
She had a glass.
Had those
it was a very
pants.
Festive glass with a lemon wedge and a straw. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was here.
And it looked
major.
Very refreshing.
Now, here's my thing. When you apologize to somebody or when you try to fix a situation, you have to own up to the things that you've done.
Accountability is key.
You know, mm-hmm. and so then also you have to go into it saying, okay, the past is the past. I'm here with this person. We're going to move forward. So what bothers me and what kind of makes me feel like Phaedra's a little hard for me in any way to come for, you know, talk about this check, because here you are sounding real salty. Mm-hmm. Ooh, poor Todd. He must be scrounging up the pillows on the couch.
Yeah, she
his
had a
LA
lot
TV
of
projects are dried
a
up.
Lot of digs.
Where's his weekly candy allowance? That sounds like something salty, and it don't really help with me thinking like
you're innocent.
Yeah.
Or there was a mistake. But what I really liked about that scene is that I liked that not only did Todd bring the receipts
in his backpack
as the dearly departed Whitney Elizabeth Houston made so famous.
Show me some receipts.
Not only did he present the receipts, but they were in a binder and they were laminated.
He knows
to prevent water damage.
His production notebook was on point
to keep his going. But what I didn't like is we didn't see no bounce check. And what bothers me is that we keep
canceled
check. We keep hearing Candy vocally telling these outsiders about these canceled
Which
checks.
Is, that should be noted. Repeat that. Vocally telling these what?
Outsiders.
Okay.
Outsiders. About these canceled checks. I was excited last week. I was like, oh shit, Todd gonna bring the canceled checks. I thought he was gonna come in with voids and cancel and all this. So, but he basically opened the thing and he said, these are the two that went through, because that totaled
and
up to be about 7,000.
And he
said, I never received that. So what bothers me is that we're using... editing wise is that we're using the word canceled checks because they weren't canceled, they just weren't given to you. So to me, that's like, are y'all making that a little into something else? But Miss Phaedra Parks, I can't with the I'm a single mother and you know my husband went away and
you know what I really liked about that though?
What?
I wish that in real life with conversations we had flashbacks.
The editors.
I need the Real Housewives.
But she was like, I never even saw the video.
Bravo editors.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's real good.
I need God to work out something in the human evolution.
It's coming with holograms and stuff.
Where the receipts can just be, even when she said money wasn't an issue and it was Dylan sipping seat for $10,000.
Yeah, the $10,000.
And, you know, all of these, you know, Phaedra shenanigans, if you will. Mm-hmm. It literally refuted and rebutted everything that she was saying.
Money ain't an issue.
Right.
If money could keep me warm. At night, I'd be doing fine.
Right, or whatever
no,
little line
honey,
she said.
No.
So.
But, and that all, like, you know, I could have, like, accepted that because, like, you've had a very dramatic, like, year and a half. You had a baby, your husband went to jail, the feds are, I'm sure, like, combing through all of your finances,
true.
Like, insanity.
Your mom's a pastor.
Had
you
just.
Reputation, I should say.
For real.
Her mom is a pastor. I heard that her mom is a very noted pastor, too.
Well, not a surprise.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, how she just said straight up, I really can't deal with this right now. I'm sure there's amount. Like, we'll figure out the amounts later, whatever. But to pretend like it is not owed and he's just some little penny pincher that is coming after her and
it
she gave him $30,000. You sound like an asshole.
And
you're
someone
an ass.
Tagged Jesse and I really hate that I don't have your Instagram name. I don't even have it pulled up. But Candy ended up writing a think piece, if you will, a short essay on her Instagram. And she basically said that Todd produced his production company, three of the most top-rated shows for 2015. I think I want
to
say.
Hold on. Shout out to to Chansey and Mrs. Shante 85. So she came out and said, in 2015, my husband had three shows that he was executive producer on to air on three different networks. People lie, but credits don't. Check the credits. We're trying to move past this petty BS about this workout DVD, but it's always tough to watch the drama play out. I just want to make things clear for my people who are watching this episode. My husband is great at what he does, and he's been successful at it. People always talk shit on this show, but I hate when they try to discredit him with lies. Let me clear it up for something for y'all. Todd and Phaedra talked years ago when she was pregnant with Dylan about helping with the DVD. He was doing it as a friend because he said they could do it cheaper than the company. She approved the budget. She paid for the first two payments, so that's why, again, with the canceled check, it's just... she said she paid the two payments but never paid the third for whatever reason. This was before Apollo went to jail. Todd sent the final invoice, but there was just excuses and no payment. I told him not to worry about it and give her time. Now years have passed, and here we are.
It's 2016. Yeah. What are the three shows that she has
I'm
listed?
I'm trying to find her.
Sweet 16 with Reginae Carter, Hollywood Divas, and Candy Ski Trip.
Got you.
Hollywood Divas was the top rated.
Todd did that.
I mean, I know he did it.
Or was a part of it. I don't
know. I heard he did good. Here's my thing. You know,
I believe that Todd is fiscally has his coin.
He's fine.
He don't have candy money.
He doesn't have candy money, and that's why people shame him.
Nobody has candy money. But he is doing...
He's been working and doing just fine for quite some time.
Yes, I firmly believe that.
I totally believe that. My thing is just, you know, I've been there before, Candy, and I get it. You know what I mean? Having that friend who ain't going to pay you their money back, but then they out here with yay, may, who, what,
spend. By the way, why'd they keep... Now, listen, I have my speculations, but I didn't even realize that Kenya had said that at the last reunion. And then when Common brought it up, I'm like, ooh.
Yes, honey. Except Andy Cohen still thinks that they're not new.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was on Watch What Happens Live. Like, I don't think that... No, I'm pretty sure they're not. I'm like, are we looking at the same person? Because she definitely got new titties.
Interesting.
Well, I know how that can be, but it sounds like there's a huge miscommunication. Phaedra's like, I will decide when my DVD is done. And it sounds like that's where the miscommunication is. Like, okay, it's done. Like, the agreement was, it is finished. It is complete. I need your picture and your last payment. Whether it is released or not, our agreement... is now that it is done, I need the payment.
I need my check.
Mm-hmm. And Phaedra is thinking, or, I mean, I don't know, maybe
bullshitting.
I'm just... Bullshitting. I will say that. Because she's an entertainment attorney.
Yeah. She know full well what's going on.
Her thing is, okay, when it's ready for release, you'll get your money.
Or when I get my distribution deal and I have some money to pay you, I will pay you.
Right.
But that's not what we agreed to.
So...
Well, all right. So then we get to another situation where we see Peter, Cynthia, Candy, and Todd sitting down.
Oh, that's right. They were.
I like the whole booty do name.
Yeah, that's an old Comic View thing.
Really?
Cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Belly stick.
Butterface. Yeah, and there's booty do and butterface.
Booty do and butterface.
There's people who aren't pregnant who have booty do.
I always wonder how that really, like, how you, the upper chest stick out like that? Like, the stomach, the gut. But you know, but not even about guts, because even when I go to the gym, sometimes you'd be seeing these muscular men, and you'd be like, why are your abs out like that?
Well, you know, they're working that way instead of this way.
Who knows? Who knows what's in God's plan for us, honey? Some of us just built,
as
you
long
know,
as you
like
have
a bag
them.
Of laundry, girl.
You know?
All right,
turtle.
So Peter says, oh. You know, I really was like, last week, I thought I was going to watch this episode and think so differently. I really felt...
So differently about what?
Like, I just felt like Candy was about to just fucking peel off the fucking wrapper from everything.
She ain't that kind of friend.
And instead, it just came... I don't know, but I didn't really like the way Candy handled the situation.
The issue with...
Or
my
it could have been
Candy, my issue with Candy this episode, and you know I love you, sis, you know... Your little sis in L.A. My issue with Candy is I felt like she was condemning Portia and Phaedra for the very thing that she ended up doing, which was including outside people and bumping her gums. The same thing she said in the confessional and writing essays and being over is the exact same thing that she's doing. Mm. Like, they're all doing the same thing, but she's above reproach, I guess. She can't look in the mirror.
I mean, that is how I look at it, because just like...
you're including people...
This whole episode was Candy telling every single other person that didn't know about it exact numbers. Like, why are you telling Candy or Cynthia... Well, in this one. Here, she's telling Cynthia an exact price. Like...
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I get it, because it's the show,
but
it's like, don't get
mad. It's the show,
mad.
And it's also once... Okay, if somebody is out there saying, okay, I done gave him $30,000, and you've been going all these... Now it's what, 3 years? 3 years just being like the quiet chick, like, she'll get to it when she get to it. That's my friend. We not coming like you. Like, everybody's like, why Todd didn't say nothing himself? And blah, blah, blah. Cause Candy's probably like, that's my friend. Let her get her shit together. Blah, blah, blah. And now national TV, you gonna tell everybody else all this other stuff. Okay, fine. Hell yeah, I'm gonna come out at some point and be like, look, we made a deal for $60,000. And this happened talking about she gave us $30,000. She gave us $10,000.
My thing is,
so
where's
I don't
the
think
document?
She's doing. Anything,
you,
I don't think
you
it's
can't,
the same thing.
You can't let your friendships cloud your business. My thing is,
well,
where
that,
does,
happens. Like you
but I'm saying, where
people take advantage.
Where is the document? It's one thing for me to sit across the table from you and say the document. Like, it seems like there should be some sort of legal document that gels this together. That,
that
can
was the
be
contract
honored.
That he showed her.
No, I mean, look. Here's I think Phaedra's completely lying, and she knows she should have paid that up front. She didn't. She figured, whatever. I'm going through shit, and that it's her. I think she knows she's at fault because the way she was coming at Todd, the way she was, are we done? Are we done? Are
you
we
giving
done?
Me the evil.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Phaedra's 100% wrong. But at the same time, I just look at it like, if you're upset with somebody over something and you want to pretend like you're above it, I don't know. Like, Phaedra was talking to Portia as Todd had just, her and Todd just made the situation. It was messy and it was shady, but don't fight that back with shade and messiness if you really care about the friendship.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It really took me when Peter said, and it could have been the editing, Courtney, but she said, Peter said, oh, I love the video. It was amazing. It was, you know, just such, so new age. And, Candy gonna say, oh yeah, she was like, thank you for the good review. I heard some other bad reviews. Portia Phaedra went outside and they was talking
about
which could have been editing 100%.
Or it could have been, we have to talk about the Phaedra thing at this dinner. So like, I get that that's out of place.
Candy was waiting on her her turkey ribs and her chicken pasta. The food hadn't even arrived.
But they're not gonna sit there and talk about, let's talk about what we're ordering. Let's talk about how we're actually friends, because we're not. Like, okay, we're set up on this dinner so that the Phaedra thing comes up. Is it uncomfortable?
However.
Is it misplaced? Absolutely. But I still think that if you have been dealing with this all this time and being quiet about it, you're going to eventually come out, because at some point we all human and you're going to be like, that's just not fucking true.
Shout out to Medj Jew. I agree with that. I think Candy is done with Phaedra. You can't have an honest conversation with her. And that's just really
sad.
What it comes down is, I mean, after tonight, well, it really just kind of look at Candy, Phaedra, like, girl, like.
Sometimes ships sail. Respect that. However, my thing with Candy is, you don't talk about things you don't care about. And this is in regards to Portia, okay? Now, at Cynthia, this isn't to jump ahead, mm-hmm. but at Cynthia's eyewear launch party, Candy totally dismissed Portia about them having a one-on-one conversation.
Okay, so hold on before we get there. Okay.
At the dinner, she's talking to Cynthia and Peter about how she helped Portia with her music career with the Flatline single. She put Portia in a mother's love, and how it really kind of hurts her because she feels like Portia is being one-sided when it comes to the whole Phaedra thing. Now, my thing is, Candy, if you don't care, if you can be so careless as to dismiss this girl to her face, then you don't need to be talking about it. And you don't talk about things you don't care about.
Well, I look at more...
You just don't.
I look at it more,
I don't.
If you feel some
you?
Sort of way and you be, no, I just look at, if you are hearing
I
all
don't.
This stuff from all these people and you feel like Portia's doing that, why haven't you pulled Portia aside and
that's
said,
my
girl,
thing.
Like,
but
well, she said the next time I see her, we'll have a conversation.
But they
the
did.
The next time they saw each other,
they
were trying, because everybody that, look, when you hear somebody say something about, and this person saying this, and this person is saying that, so we can all pretend like, oh, it's messy to have Don Juan, who was there, come over there. But if you pregnant, you hearing shit from here, shit from here, shit from here, in my opinion, I like it when I can be like, you heard this, get your ass over here, and let's talk.
And you know
but
what,
when
Courtney,
Portia's like, no, I just want to talk to you by yourself, I'm pregnant, you get animated every single time you get confronted. It's been proven in the past. You mm-hmm. and Cynthia just kicked each other in the stomach a day ago. I'm pregnant. Hell yeah, I should
well,
be allowed
you know what,
to have a person that was there talk about it. Because he can be like, oh no, you said this, but no, I said that. Okay, I need to know what everybody said, what everybody saw, and then we can be done with it.
And guess what, Courtney? In that same regard, when Don Juan ran and told Candy what happened, she should have cut him off right there. I don't need to hear the story if Portia's not
present. You didn't see
present.
Don Juan tell her what happened.
But he did.
But
it
you
was
did
obvious
it, but
in the
you,
meeting.
But what I'm saying is, you did not see him do it. So you don't know what that conversation was like. You don't know if she cut him off. You don't know what happened in that conversation.
I don't think she did.
There.
I don't think she cut
well,
him
we
off.
We can assume anything.
I'm
going to
say,
didn't
I'm
gonna,
but I'm going to say why. Can I say why?
I'm sure, because she knows
that
something
that
was
she
said.
Cut, I don't think that she cut Don Juan off when he ran back to her to tell her what happened. Because of the way she was acting towards Portia. When Portia even walked into the event and greeted Candy, Candy was dry to Portia. Hmm. Candy was throwing shade at Portia the entire episode. So when Don Juan ran to her that night and was like, girl, this is what happened, whoop, 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 whoop. She sat there and internalized all of that and ran with it versus being like, you know what, all I'm saying is if you're going to give that to Don Juan one-on-one, then you should give that to Portia one-on-one.
I think you give more credence to the relationship between her and Portia than you should, because I don't buy the level of their relationship is equal to that of her relationship with Don Juan.
But wasn't that what was bothering Candy, though? She was making it seem like Portia was.
But that doesn't, just because you think that that person was close enough to you not to shade you doesn't mean she's your best friend or your Don Juan
that
level of
true.
A friend. So I'm just saying, like, in terms of levels, like, what you're willing to accept from one friend
that
may not
true.
Be the same because
that
you're not
true.
Friends on the same level. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it was like on a professional, like, we cool, I support you, I've tried to do for you, like, I don't feel like you should be doing that without at least talking to me and taking my side of it, doesn't mean that she's equal to who Don Juan is in Candy's life as a friend.
That is true.
I just look at the situation from the outside and it's just like, I feel like Portia is the one getting executed here.
I agree.
And it's blown up over what Don Juan has done. And
totally
it's not even about
Portia.
Being a team Portia, because to me it's just like, are we seeing what's happening? Like, Don, you're totally creating this thing, and I'm wondering
it's
what the tea is between Don and Portia, because he has all these nasty things to say about Portia, about the gossiping underground, versus being messy about Phaedra.
It's easy to pick on Portia,
because it was
true. That's where it comes from.
When Candy said that Phaedra wasn't talking when Don came.
Because she shut up, because she knows she already said some bullshit.
But she was not saying bullshit.
She was saying bullshit. I don't think Portia was saying bullshit.
I'm not talking about Portia saying bullshit. I'm talking about Phaedra.
No, Portia didn't know. To Portia, Phaedra's telling you, I paid $30,000. Portia's saying, oh, so the penny trifling husband?
Yes.
So, I mean, Portia just saying whatever helium being blown in her fucking ear.
I mean,
that's just the way, I don't know. That's just the way that, I don't know. We're all different.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Portia puts herself in the middle, because if she's in some kind of relationship with Phaedra and Candy, and Candy feels like she ain't listening to nothing Candy got to say, because she ain't even asked Candy what Candy thought, but she running off her mouth talking about how crappy her husband is, like, maybe Portia should have came to Candy like, hey girl, I know y'all going through it, ain't really none of my business.
That is true.
But she's saying this.
And telling Phaedra didn't show
but
up.
Portia asked a question.
I mean,
she
know.
Asked a question, in fairness. That wasn't a comment. She said,
but this ain't the first time Portia been in the middle of shit.
But she said, so y'all friendship being broken up because of the... That was a question.
But how
question.
Did she say it, Char?
Was it not a question? Was it not a question?
It was more of a...
It
was
a
an insinuation more than
it wasn't
it was
really
just a question.
She said, she really did say, not the cheap husband gonna...
Exactly. It
first
was
of
an
all,
insinuation.
She did not say that.
Are you sure?
She did not.
She didn't say cheap, but she did say
husband.
Not.
Look at that scene again.
She said the husband, to the extent she questioned and said, so what led to the demise of you all's friendship was money and Candy's husband.
If she had said it like that, it would have been a question.
She did not call Todd names. She did not use bad
she
negative
did,
adjectives.
She made it seem like he was
Todd.
A little bit of a penny pincher.
No,
she
I don't
did.
Think so. I don't think. Well, we're different people and we receive different things from that scene. I'm team Portia because Portia was not talking salty about Todd, and Don Juan and the candy-coated gang was totally out of line at Cynthia's event for how they behaved.
Definitely,
yet again.
Definitely 100% agree that the gang was...
I think Carmen
at a
didn't
party,
need to be there.
At a party, though, that's not where you have a group session. I'm sorry, and Candy knows this.
Well,
and
you don't have a one-on-one either about a serious topic because you're at an event to buy glasses.
Especially with Portia, because you might be a kid.
Fairness, it wasn't that serious. And Portia
it
just...
It really was.
Candy agreed.
But
she said, can we just slide over to this corner and talk? Here come the cameras. We're going to talk about it. Don Juan took it upon himself to go. Candy didn't invite Don Juan.
Actually,
that should
Don
be noted.
Juan took the push from Miss Candy.
No. Skip that, Jesse. It should be noted. It should be noted that Candy did not invite Don Juan to that conversation.
True.
But she also did not ask him to leave once he was there, because she's standing there saying,
but it's
you know
telling
what?
That
he
she didn't
there.
Invite him. It's telling that she did not invite him.
I think
him.
It's more telling that she didn't say, go, Don, I'm good. Because she said, y'all both were there? Okay, let's hear it.
It's just like, I feel you, Char, because I just don't think any of them should have been involved. And Carmen Sandiego.
But then we wouldn't have a show.
That's true. And Carmen Sandiego, the fact that you had felt like you should have placed yourself outside after the conversations ended. No one knows you, girl.
And that is why I would have acted just like Portia and been like, girl, why are we talking about, girl, bye. And strutted with my 32 inches and my cute gray dress back to my Range Rover and left. Because, again,
she was walking real far down.
Candy's help. Here comes Candy's paid help jumping in. I'm not here to talk to you, Carmen. I'm not here to talk to you, Don. I am here to talk to Candy Burris. That is it. If Candy don't want to have a conversation, then like Portia removed herself. Candy doesn't want to have a, I'm gone. I came. I said hey to Cynthia. I took photos for her blog. I got the shades in. I happened to see Candy. Want to talk to Candy. Candy don't want to talk to me. I'm over it. I came and did what the hell I need to do. And now I'm leaving. Oh, and now here comes
Cynthia,
my homegirl, Shamia, coming outside. Talking, okay, I can talk to, you know, Shamia's
and
a
Shamia's,
homie.
And, but Shamia's
and
also...
And
Shamia was trying to get her to stay, but Shamia was standing right next to Portia, too, when they all walked over to the other side. So,
yeah, but once they
Shamia
seen the other
there,
two, Shamia needed to step up.
Well, either way, she was still there, but she was also a part of the conversation outside. So I think that's a fair leveling sort of like,
but
okay.
Shamia is Portia's friend. Carmen is not.
I'm talking about when they were inside and Don Juan came up. and because Shamia was standing it balanced it out a little bit.
Gotcha.
So Portia and Shamia were there, and Don, nobody thinks Carmen should be there, but Carmen needs a check.
Like, Carmen can be talking, but nobody's really like...
We haven't remembered why Carmen is there since Mama Joyce tried to throw her shoe at her.
I just don't agree with the way that Candy behaved.
Well, wait, because there were some other things that came up.
And we can disagree, that's fine, that's what the show is about.
What was the Candy situation where Candy was like, no, Portia? I guess actually we should just go into that when Candy and Portia meet up at the end.
I need a snack.
But before we actually do that,
I feel like I've kind of worked up a sweat.
Can I just note this? Y'all jumped into the meat, and I just wanted to note this one cute thing we have to mention because Kim also is on the show.
She did show up in her
and she uses bedroom candy. She said, "You got some good products."
She was very excited about it,
and she took some fabulous photos. I like that she did the director's head.
And then Cynthia, really? Did you really ask them both to direct and produce your?
And then did you really ask?
I don't know who's the better. That's why Kim's response was perfect.
She was very diplomatic, and because in that moment, I would have been like.
It was perfect.
It was real.
You know,
good.
In that moment, honestly, I don't know because I'm a diplomatic person to an extent. But in that moment, if she would have proposed that to me and I would have been Kim, I would have said, you know what, Kenya, you take it. You take it.
I don't think I would have said nothing. I just would have looked at her like,
no, I'm good.
That's when it replied to the email when it came.
I'm good. Go ahead, Kenya, you take it.
Man. I would be like, what?
Candy's mad. She says, don't expect extra push from me. And we get to this meeting between Portia and Candy.
Which they both looked very good at.
They did, in the white. But I was so lamed out by this. I was like, really?
Well, it was just like...
That's the climax?
Thank you. Because Candy gonna sit there and say, look, I don't have a problem with Don coming over because we all knew what you wanted to talk about. And it seems whenever we do the alone thing, people always backpedal. Well, you got to talk to Don alone. So... That's I want to have a conversation with you without someone rah-rahing in it. So have a conversation with me. Then we can go out to Denny's after the fucking party. And we can all fucking have... I understand the editing and the show, but if this was real life...
I just want to eat.
And see, I think that's what...
I was like, let's get this over with. Like, I ain't going to talk to you separate and then we going to have a group meeting. Like, no. Get over here like some girl folks. Have a conversation about what the hell was said and be done. Freak.
We got to call Candy on her bullshit in this episode. I like her just as much as the rest of you.
I'm hungry.
But Candy... No. This episode, no, sis.
Then the other one that made no sense that Candy said was, and y'all don't even know that there was a blogger that was listening to y'all the whole time you were gossiping. I definitely believe if there was a blogger around, it was probably when Don was screaming and yelling, or Don probably talked to his friend who might be a blogger after that. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, come on. I don't know.
The story about Phaedra owing Todd is not new.
Yeah, like...
So it would have been nothing to report, to run to my blog to report, other than someone who is an employee and a representation of Candy Burris acting a fool at Candy Burris's event. That would have been my headline. Because Phaedra owing Todd, that ain't news.
Portia says that Phaedra needs her more. And... That Candy was like, bitch, you believe the bullshit. And she wanted
Phaedra
him in jail.
An attorney. She couldn't persuade.
She's not sad that he left.
That was the big, you know, she wanted
Phaedra
him to be gone.
Phaedra know how to manipulate shit. She knew what she was
She
doing.
Wanted him to be gone before he even went to jail, and which Candy is like, believable.
She's an attorney. She manipulates things how she wants, but just don't do me like that. Mm-hmm. Well, meaning who else you've been
and
witnessing her?
And you can't fault Phaedra. I mean, you can't fault Portia for thinking that Phaedra needs her more.
Well, and at the end,
because from
end
the
of it,
outside
though,
looking in, but at the Candy, end of it, you Candy, have your Prince Charming and your two kids and your third on the way. And I'm just speaking surface wise. Phaedra has her two kids, and I'm just speaking surface.
Because even Candy at the end, like she even said, she was like, "All right, I understand how you could in this type of situation." I mean, but I still think Candy wasn't really serious about that when she said that to her. But
I just don't buy into any of the relationships anymore, and it seems all. A mess and stupid and fake to me, and that's why I can't buy it. Because like Portia, it's like when she and Nene bonded last year. It made no sense. It didn't seem honest. It didn't seem genuine. It just seemed like you were just doing it because you on TV and y'all can shade each other together.
For the
shoot together. I'm bored already.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
Can we skip to episode 16 when Nene comes back?
Is that the one?
I don't know what number it is, but I assume it's like 16.
The last one,
18.
Are these new lights?
No, they might have changed the colors, though. Mama Joyce wants to speak to Phaedra.
And she shows up to her office.
cancel me.
Do we remember last time?
Cancel me. I am not.
This
ready
is gonna
for
go
next
two
week.
Ways though. It's either Mama Joyce
it's
is gonna
be a love fest.
I think it is over in a hate fest over Todd.
Yeah.
Kenya's mom. Kenya pulls up
not
to her mom's house
that story
with
line.
The bus line. I'm just interested to see
really
how her
real
family
is
going
to
react. Like, why are we?
I'm not interested in this story.
I wonder if her mama going to open the door. Like, really? Like, you've shown no desire to be in contact with this woman for 45 years, and suddenly because she's the TV, like, you're going to open your door and like have a real conversation.
I'm not interested in this storyline. As a matter of fact, I'm not interested
in
any.
It doesn't humanize Kenya for you.
No. You know what humanized Kenya for me? A good old entertaining episode of Yanla Fix My Life with both of her parents.
With the
and
true,
Aunt
like a real conversation. I would watch that.
Right. I'm not interested in Bravo's
her
little mini
would,
version.
Her stands
but they're
gag
like
at
version
that
episode.
I want the own TV beloved.
I'll watch that.
Mammy Titty.
I'll watch that. I want to see her crying, taking them lashes off,
release.
Pulling out her.
I would too, because honestly, seeing her dad, like, you look at her and you're like,
treat
I just know Kenya, like, deep down is a good person, but she just been, I feel like she has been through too much and she got that psycho.
She got a tick.
Like, she something ain't take right. her medication and ain't balancing out her, like, chemicals
but
inside of her.
I want to know from 13 to 18 what was going on.
Yeah.
What happened? Like,
the Kenya Moore story. I feel like Lifetime, there's something there for you.
Please,
right,
no.
Look into that.
I am ready
you
for Toni Braxton.
I mean, you know what?
Unrelated, but you know
you posted. You posted a,
the trailer.
The trailer.
I'm gonna watch
and
it.
I was hating on it till I watched the trailer. And I was like,
really?
Okay.
The
okay.
trailer looked.
I'm here for it.
I mean, they didn't give us much, but the trailer looked.
Got
you know,
me
it was just a little.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it.
It was like Unbreak My
I
Heart playing in the back.
Yeah, that was the first
Tony
album.
Tony falling out and shit.
Yeah.
Portia versus her sister, which that's the storyline I'm not here for. Like, girl, get. Get
why
your job, your career together, and let your sister have
she's
a child
pregnant,
in life.
And she's gonna.
I
have
think
a baby.
Portia has issues with her sister being pregnant. Remember when Lauren revealed at what was Portia's ex boo thing's going away
Duke.
Party? Duke's going away party when she revealed Portia was like,
dookie.
Oh, like it wasn't even like you know
she wasn't excited and like and oh my god, this is amazing! Yay!
Yeah, like,
it was like
sisters
oh, I
typically
it was
are.
Be me.
I wonder what sign Portia is.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Sheree Whitfield. We share a birthday. I just
oh,
found that out.
Hey.
Oh, really?
She's January 2nd, too.
It's also cool. somebody else's birthday.
Oh, today's Tina Knowles' 62nd birthday.
Hey.
Blues is later this week.
Hey.
You guys know I'm good for this.
January.
Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Let
thank
us know
you,
what you guys...
Caitlin Monroe.
Yes, let us know what you guys thought of the episode. Leave your comments below.
Mammy titty.
Mammy titty. You guys can hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, make sure you guys check out our other sister network, BHL, Black Hollywood,
Live.com.
Live.
You guys can hit me up everywhere on social media, everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
And I'm at Char Says So. By the way, Loren said Portia is a Cancer. I like Cancer
oh,
women.
Good to
maybe
know.
That's why I'm defending
you need
her
a
so hard.
You need a Pisces man, then, girl.
A Pisces man? Really?
Because, yeah, they just suck
I'm
their toes
Char
and be there.
So
like...
on all social media at charsaysso.com, guys.
Also, make sure you guys check out OWN next or this coming
Saturday
at 9 p.m.
O'clock. Welcome to Sweetie Pies. More Black Hollywood Live.
Hey, we're going
to
be on TV, mama. Till next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.